physics world, modern world, there is so much information. Every day we are being bombarded with so much information. So therefore, the very people doesn't find time for this very, very significant information. We get so much information from outside world. We know how to send satellite to the space. We know how to manufacture aeroplanes, computers. We know how to make bridges. Delhi is the city of all flyovers. Everywhere new flyovers are being constructed. But hardly people are trying to understand who we are. How many of you can say who you are? Anybody can raise hand and tell? I ask the question, who you are? Yes. Very good. You are chanting Hare Krishna? Yes. That's why you know. But 99% of the people of this world, more than that, they don't know this. Very simple. Simple definition of ourselves. So most of the people don't know who they are. They know everything about outside world. They know about laptop, they know about mobiles, they know about share market, they know about business, they know about trains, cars, they know about movies, which movies they are in this cinema hall. They know everything around, but they don't know what they believe, who they are. And somebody is telling, requesting them, please try to understand this. They say, no, I am very busy. So therefore, we express our sincere gratitude to all of you that you agreed to find some time and come to this program, trying to understand actually who you are. So, as per the scriptures, it says that Dehinosmin yatha dehe kaumaram javanam jara taha tatha dehantara prati dhira satrana mudhyati. Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, who we are. He says that actually, antavanti ime deha nityasya yuta sabhuti. It is this perishable body. There is some entity, living entity, which is eternal. It doesn't die. And that person, actually we are. We are not this body. And that entity, that living force within our body, is called soul. We are spirit soul. We are spirit soul. We are not this body. Now this is a very perplexed question. Perplexity, how to accept it? How can you say that we are a spirit soul? How can you say? Can you ask this question? We cannot measure, see by telescope or microscope. Very soul, very thin in my body. I can see my heart, I can see my brain. But where this soul exists in my body? Please show me, then I'll blink. Otherwise, I cannot. Bye. 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 Yes. So, but then Bhagavad Gita said, so Bhagavad Gita, if it says, then how to believe in it? Either it is a fact or it's a fantasy. With the imagination of some foolish people who are having no work to do, that's why they try to, you know, impose upon us this soul, God, these concepts. Or really such entities exist which modern scientific world doesn't have any access to. What is correct? So today's presentation, we are going to explain very systematically that actually soul exists. It's not an imagination, but it's a fact that soul exists, God exists. First topic which we have discussed, how many of you have attended first topic? That is another problem. Somehow we find time to attend one class, and from next class we are again busy in so many things. If you don't give time, how will you understand? How will you understand? By just going one day to the class, you can understand the whole syllabus. No? And people are trying to understand God just by coming once to temple and giving some flower and coming and seeing nice building and structure, and they think that I have done my duties towards God. Huh? To understand simple things in our life, we have to spend so much time. To get a simple job, and that is also there is no guarantee, we have to study 20 to 25 years. And that is also no guarantee that we will get a job. And when it comes to the understanding of God and soul, first of all, most of the people think that I know everything about God. And some people agree also, they tell, okay, if you are calling me, then I'll go once, I'll attend some class. All these things I know. What do you know? Finally, I know that I cannot see, so I cannot believe. You see? No. In one class, we cannot conclude. We have to understand. So therefore, this is the fourth session. And therefore, if we miss this understanding in our life, we may miss a big chance to understand the reality of our life. Human life is meant not simply to eat, sleep, mate and defend. Human life is actually means actual purpose of our human life. You all know? What is the purpose of your existence? Can anybody say? You can say? He can hear the answer of all questions. To serve Krishna. To serve Krishna, see? What is the purpose of our existence? Nobody knows. And if you don't know, then purpose of your existence will be death. Because finally what you are going to achieve from this life? Death. Zero. Null. Void. Nothingness. So in that sense, our whole life will become meaningless at the end of our life. We achieve so many things in our life, but finally we did not get anything substantial with us. Some people say, I will get name and fame. Dhirubhai Ambani. But how long that name and fame will last? There were great imperials. Some great Ashoka the Great. Where is he now? Where is he? How much we know about him? He was the king of the entire India, but how many people know? who is his son-in-law or daughter-in-law or son, or who is his descendant today, nobody knows. Nobody is there to claim that I belong to Asoka family. No. How long this name and fame can last? So what we carry at the end of our life, that is the purpose of our life. So whole thing, whatever we do all throughout our life, is simply trying to act without being a goal. Just like, you know, in a football match, everybody is knowing and there is no goal post. Everybody is running, hitting ball very fast, very fast. But there is no goal post. What it means? There is no purpose. So similarly, this life, what are we living? What are we want to achieve? What do we want to achieve? Isn't it important questions to solve? And therefore, we must inquire, we must introspect an animal cannot introspect this, because he doesn't have that much intelligence. But human being can do that. Ahar nidra bhayamaythunam cha shamam etat pasubi naranam dharmo hite samadiko viseso dharme nahina pasubi samanam. Mahabharata says that ahar nidra bhayamaythunam cha, we are also eating, animals are also eating. We are also sleeping, animals are also sleeping. We are also doing sex, animals are also doing sex. We are also defending, animals are also defending. But then what is extra? Prerogative of human life. A special prerogative of human life. Eh? Kangaroo has a special prerogative, you know what? Kangaroo can jump very high. If you bring kangaroo in Olympic, then every time they will win the gold medal. You know, nobody can beat him. And if you bring python in race, you know, race course, they will win every time Olympic medal in running. 100 meter or 200 meter, whatever. So, if you, some people think that I am very strong, so let him fight with elephant. If you bring elephant, he will win the heavyweight championship every time. One kick and Muhammad Ali and all Ali will finish. Isn't it? So who is this? So we are very weak in front of animals, helpless. Then what is special in us? Have you thought? Ever? We do nice sex, we can have many girlfriends, 2, 3, 4, 5. But you know how many pigs have girlfriends? Pigs on the road, how many girlfriends they have? You cannot count. Even them. They are enjoying more than us. And they don't get AIDS. They don't have fear of AIDS. So who is enjoying more? Animals are enjoying more than us. In eating, sleeping, mating and defending. So you can ask us, so do you want to prove that we are inferior to animals? No! That is not correct. Then I ask you, then you tell me, what is the special you have? What is the special? Can anybody say? You can say? You can say? You say.
Only man has
selfishness. Very good.
Only man has
selfishness. Mankind is selfishness. You also tell me.
Only a person of human being can perpetuate dharma.
Dharma. Yeah, dharma itesam adhiko visesu. धर्मेन हीन पशुभिः धर्मो हि तेषाम् अधिको विशिष्टः. ओन्ली दिस क्वालिटी ऑफ रिलीजन इज डिफरेंट इन ह्यूमन बीइंग. ह्यूमन बीइंग, हैव यू सीन एनी डॉग डूइंग आरती इन फ्रंट ऑफ डीटी? जय जगदीश हरे. Ah, they do meditation, but on food. Very nice meditation.
But they have
meditation on flowers. And dog has meditation, a strong meditation on bread. Some bread is lying, he cannot remove his eyes. Constant meditation. Devasayatmika buddhi. Yes, they meditate. But they don't have the concept of soul and God. And that is only special in human beings. Try to understand, you all are, you know, nowadays people say that we are very educated. You know what is the meaning of education? What is the definition of education? Can anybody say? Dictionary definition. Nobody knows. You all are educated people. Well educated, but we don't know what is education, real education. Real education is not to find out what is going on outside the world, but real education is to refine the finer quality within. That is education. The definition you can see in dictionary. It started very nicely, but modern day the meaning is completely changed. Real education is simply information, 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 but no transformation. Simply information. We are collecting so much data, statistics in our head, but there is no transformation in the heart. Heart is dry. Because you don't know how to think the soul, and therefore this knowledge is very. That's why nowadays people are so dry. They are not satisfied, they are not happy. You know, how many of you know, how many people in America goes to psychiatrists? Can anybody say? America is the most advanced country in the world. How many people, can anybody say? You can guess, at least you can guess. Can anybody guess? You guess?
80%.
How much? 80%. No, I am saying in number. Lakhs, crores. How many? No, no idea. You can say 2 lakh, 5 lakhs, 10 lakhs, whatever. You speak, no? You know? And at least you can say some idea, something. Speak something. What is your name?
Others.
Others, you can guess something. Nowadays, people are very expert in guessing. They can guess share market. What is going on? They can guess, you know, who is going to win match today. Match fixing. Isn't it? Guessing very important. Guess papers also are coming for exams. You can guess something? No idea. 2 crore, 3 crore, no? 10 crore. 30% of the Americans are visiting psychiatrists. Two industries in boom in America. Two industries. Can you get anybody guess what is the two industries? Psychiatric industry and lawyer industry. Psychiatric industry is growing because of mad people, and lawyer industry is growing because of criminal people. See, this is advanced. This is the status. So why this is happening? That is the question. Why? We are blindly following America. We don't know what is the problem. People ask, what is the problem? We have free sex. What is the problem?
They are too much individualistic.
No problem. Anybody. Yes, no problem. Till the time they could understand what is the problem, till AIDS came. We are foolish people. They will not understand what is the problem unless they are not kicked. Unless they are not kicked by diseases like AIDS, they cannot understand what is the problem with free sex. This is called Mulha, foolish people. You know foolish people, what is the meaning of fool? Rascal? Rascal? Once Srila Prabhupada was asked, what do you mean by rascal? Srila Prabhupada said, there was a person in our history. He was a fool, number one. His name was Kalidas. So what was his qualification, you know? He was sitting on a branch of tree and he was cutting the same branch. You understand? He was sitting on a branch of tree and he was cutting the same branch. Then one sadhu came and he asked, my dear Kalidas, why you are doing this wrong thing? He said, what is wrong? What is wrong? You are sitting on the same branch and you are cutting the same branch. Then he asked, what is your problem? And he told, my problem is nothing but your problem is there, no? If you cut the branch, then it's not that only branch will fall down. You are sitting on the same branch, you will also fall. And when you fall, then you are finished. Then he asked, you know, Kalidas, what he asked? Kalidas asked, how can you say like that I will fall? What is the proof that I will fall? This is the extreme of foolishness. So similarly, when you say people that, see your lifestyle, what you are living, your way of getting knowledge or education is dangerous. They say, how can you say? How can you say that free mixing of man and woman is wrong? No, my dear Kalidas, you are getting AIDS. So what is your problem? This is the reply. Foolishness. Sheer foolishness. What can we do? What scientific sadhu can do? To such foolish people who are not ready to understand. It is very clearly written on the packet of cigarette. The smoking is injurious for health. So for the body it is dangerous. They are sitting in the same body and cutting the same body. This is foolishness. They know this is dangerous for body. But still they are cutting the same body. And when we say, this is my dear, a friend, don't try to do that. It's dangerous. It's not good for you. No? I will do that only. What is your problem? I have got this body. This is my body. It's not your body. It's not. Have you created your body? This body has been given by God to all of you. This body has been gifted to us. Not to spoil this body, but to use this body for the higher purpose. And that's what we have to do. So modern day people, they are too much extrovert. They are not trying to, introspect. And that, therefore, you all are very fortunate that you have come today here. You all are very, very fortunate because you have taken this chance trying to understand what is the purpose of life. Who am I? What really I want to achieve from this life? What is how can I use my human form of life to the best extent, in the best possible way to get out of the maximum out of it? So this is a very nice opportunity. That's why I express my gratitude to all of you. So let us start with today's session, existence of soul. How are we really soul, or we are simply this body? How many of you agree that we are this body? Raise hand. None of you. How many of you agree that we are soul? How many of you did not raise hand in both? At least some person is in the room. Either right side or left side. Isn't it? So like that. Anyway. So today, yes, next, if I ask you a question, who you are? So somebody say that I am Ramesh, or you know, I am Aditya, isn't it? I am Aditya, I am engineer, I am doctor, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am an Indian, and so many. Same person says, I am Aditya, same person says, I am doctor, same person says, I am Indian, same person says, I am policeman. So actually, what are you? Nothing, so many things you are, but what you are actually? What is your real definition? Isn't it? This question, what is actually you are? I say so many things you are. Are you mixing up all these things, or you are something different from all these things, or you are all together? So therefore, next. Some people say that I am this body. Because what we can see through our eyes is this body. Isn't it? We can see this body, and we all, how all of you feel that we are this body, isn't it? We are this body. Those who have not read Bhagavad Gita, at least they will think like that. So, this professor of anatomy at Illinois College of Medicine, Harry Monson, he has done this research on the body, human body. Not animal body or elephant body, human body. And what is his findings? What are the findings? He says that most of the human body is water. The constituents, chemical analysis of the body he has done. And he said that in a 60-pound person, there are 5 pounds of calcium. Okay? 1.5 pounds of phosphate, 9 ounces of potassium, 6 ounces each of sulfur and sodium, 1 ounce of magnesium, and less than 1 ounce each of iron, copper, and iodine. Okay. Now just you sell all these chemicals. How much will you get from the market? How much? Can anybody guess? Now business, people are very strong in doing business. So you should know, at least we should know the cost of our body. Isn't it? So you know, somebody can say that, I want to, you know, buy you. And then how can you buy me? I cost this much. You have this much money. If I don't know my cost itself, then anybody can fool me. Yes. What is your name?
Guru.
Yes, Guru. Not more than?
10 rupees.
This official is 10 rupees. But this professor, he told, okay, no, we'll give you maximum. He sold, because he is a professor, so he, the body which he was studying, that was very important body. So he got how many rupees? Next? 110. Whether maybe very important body, your body of president or minister. So 110 rupees. Is it your cost is 110? How many of you say that your cost is 110 rupees? Anybody can raise hand? Nobody. Why? This is the cost. So why? What is that so precious thing within us? Have you ever thought? What is this precious thing? So are we just bundles of chemicals which are aligned together by chance and are exhibiting various feelings and emotions? Some chemicals. Modern scientists, you know what they say? We are very obedient to the scientist. How many of you can understand English easily? Everybody can understand English? So scientists today are great authority. Whatever they say, we accept blindly. They say religion is for blind people. But then now, science has become for blind people. Whatever scientists say, we accept it blindly, without question. Scientists say, you have come from monkey. Yes, I have come. You are fool number one. Yes, I am fool number one. Why? Because scientists are saying. How can it be known? So scientists say that you are the bundle of chemicals. You are made of chemicals, so you are chemical. Is it like that? Can any chemical feel emotion, happy and, you know? When Sachin Tendulkar hits 6, who jumps in the ground? Sachin Tendulkar or his bat? Who jumps? Sachin Tendulkar jumps or his bat jumps? Bat? No, Sachin. Not bat. Who has hit 6 directly? Bat? Who should get man of the match? Bat. But bat does not get. Why? Because something is different. So therefore my point is that we are feelings and emotions cannot come out of chemicals. So who is that person within us who has this feeling and emotion, pains and pleasure, who is experiencing the pains and pleasures? That is the question. Sometimes happy, sometimes soft, sometimes fighting, no? Yes. What is life? This is another analogy. Suppose your friend is going on motor bike. Like suppose your car is Mercedes Benz. What is the cost of Mercedes Benz? Can anybody say? First question is this life. What is your name? Jatin. Jatin. Thank you. So 30 lakhs, no? 30 lakhs. Now suppose your friend is very rich and he is going on Mercedes and he meets an accident. So whom will you, what will you do? First you take car to the repair shop or friend to the hospital? How many of you would take car to the hospital? Or car to the repair shop? Car to the repair shop. So of course car you cannot go to take to the hospital. You cannot do. Car to the repair shop, how many? No. Friend? How many of you will take friend to the hospital? Then you are loser. For 110 rupees, you are losing 30 lakhs car. What is that thing which has more value than 30 lakhs? What is that within us? Have you ever thought it? Just think. This coming week is the thinking week. Week of thinking. Think. This is called the food for thought for the coming week for all of you. Just think over it. Who you are actually. What is that thing which makes you more precious than 30 lakhs Mercedes Benz? What is that thing within you? Just look within and try to find out. What is your name?
Divesh.
Find out. Think. Of course, we'll give answer today, but you can realize also. When you look, problem today is that nobody is trying to look within. They are always trying to look outside. Oh, yeah, that is very nice movie, very nice movie, very nice building, very nice car, very nice. So many things nice. But they are not trying to see what is nice within, which can give maximum pleasure. And that is the soul, which is the most costliest thing. So we have to develop that eyes, the internal eyes, which can see within. You close your eyes, everybody close, all of you close your eyes. Do you see anything? Try to see something. You can see, I can see the waves. I can see the waves. His face I can see. You can see my face, Divesh? You can see my image of my face? See, not always you can see something. If you close your eyes, something is appearing in front of your eyes. Isn't it? Even you close your eyes, you can see my face. Isn't it? That's what all about. That's what all about attraction in this world. So to see, we don't have to need only these eyes. It's not like only through these eyes we can see. Then why blind people will get attracted and so much so towards opposite sex? Blind people were blind from the childhood, but they are also feeling agitation. Why? Because there is some eye within. Think over it. It's a great science. It's not the simply imagination. There is an eye within through which also we can think, we can see, perceive the things. And we have to develop that eye. So this, what is that costliest thing which is there within us? Next. So chemicals, the scientists say that we are chemicals that is ruled out, isn't it? We cannot say that we are simply chemicals. Suppose you say put some potassium and you give him pizza in front of potassium. Will potassium feel come in ecstasy? Oh, pizza is there so nice. Jump in ecstasy. Potassium will jump in. Oh, pizza. Huh? They don't have. Why? Because there is no active force. There is something called active force. You can proceed. So where is the source of energy of the body? You can, what is it? I can transplant your heart. But can they transplant our consciousness? Somebody loses the consciousness at the time of death, can they bring back consciousness in the body? No. They can transplant some of the things, but they cannot transplant the consciousness. Once the consciousness is finished, whatever you do, how your all medicine, injection, all fail. Finish. You may be a Hitler or Bill Gates or whoever. Or Dhirubhai Ambani. But all money will be kept in bank. That cannot help. So why? Why? Science is so advanced. We have advanced so much. Then you bring, transplant this consciousness. So there is something which we cannot do because that is beyond our limit. That is consciousness. So don't you feel we are more than the chemicals which constitute this body? And then what is your real identity? Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that you are not the body, you are a spirit soul. Antavantai me deha nityasya ukta sarina anachino aprameyasya. So is matter conscious? Like this wall. Wall is conscious. You एक थप्पड़ मारिए वाल को, वाल क्या करेगा? मारेगा आपको थप्पड़? नहीं। और मैं अगर आपको एक थप्पड़ मारूं, या इफ यू टच द हेयर ऑफ समबडी, यू आर फिनिश्ड, यू नो? डिजायर, थिंकिंग, फीलिंग एंड बिलिंग कैन नॉट बी डन बाय मैटर, इट कैन ओनली बी डन बाय spirit, living force. Like suppose a dead body is lying in front of you. You spit on his face, on the face of dead body. Will it react? Why? Why will not react? Same thing, same body is there. What is lacking? heart is there. We say, my heart is lost. Where is lost? It is there. Nothing is lost. Nothing is lost. Only soul is lost. Try to understand this. Consciousness. Consciousness is a symptom of soul, that soul is existing. How to understand soul is existing? This consciousness is the symptom of soul. So this heart is nothing but the soul. It's lost. Heart is there. Heart is not lost. Heart is there. Brain is there. Isn't it? Eyes are there. Nose is there. Mouth. Everything is there. Teeth are there. But is it? Ear, hand also. The same hand, if you just touch other person, just like, you know, it will slap you. Same hand is inactive, even if you spit on the face. Why? Because the soul is not. So this is the difference between the matter and the spirit. So when we are living, we have so much consciousness. We have desire, thinking, feeling, willing. A dead body can will that I am going to become millionaire. No. Only a living person can think like that. So in material point of view, there are two point of view. One is material point of view, another is spiritual point of view. Material and spiritual point of view. So from material point of view, people think, the materialistic scientists, they think that we are this body made of chemicals. So at the time of death, everything is burnt, so we are also finished. But that is not correct, what we have seen just now. That we are not simply chemicals. So what are we? We are spiritual point of view. We are not the material body of flesh and bones. There is some spark. Yes. The living force. The living force, that what we are. We are not this body. We are the spirit soul encased in the material body. And at the time of death, next, we do not die even if the material body stops to function. That is the spiritual point of view. Now, how, what would you like to accept? How many of you would like to accept material point of view? You all are understanding? How many of you understand material point of view? Raise hand. Because it should not be known, just I am speaking. Are you all able to understand what I am speaking? How many of you understand? Please raise hand. All of you are understanding. Oh, very slowly, you are very slow in raising hand. You are not taking prasadam, food? No, you understand. Point is that if you die, they will not be here to explain your experience. That is only the difference. Understand my point? Before death itself, if you are intelligent enough, you can understand. Before death, you can understand. That's what we are we doing here. Are you trying to understand? No, isn't it? So it, there is no need to die to understand this. Understand your point? There is no need to die. And that's what are we doing here. We are sitting here for that purpose only. Not for just doing some mundane discussion. But trying to understand that point aspect. So, the material body only dies. The soul doesn't die. That's what we have to understand. How it happens. That is called the science of reincarnation. Science of reincarnation. This. Similarly, this is another proof. If we are just matter, so what are you trying to understand this? I would like to just summarize. That the modern people, they say that we are simply made of matter, and what is there within us, everything is matter.
Understand, but Bhagavad Gita says that that is not true. We are combination of matter and spirit. And in reality, we are not matter. Matter is our covering. It's like you are, all of you are wearing this shirt, na? Shirt. Shirt, isn't it? So you are not this shirt, but you are wearing the shirt. Similarly, the soul is wearing this cloth of this body. Isn't it? The cloth of this body. And similarly, we, soul, we are wearing this body. And when this body becomes useless, then, just like when the cloth becomes old and torn, then what we do? We leave it and we wear new cloth. Similarly, when this body becomes old and useless, and soul cannot use it further for his fulfilling his desires, then he gives up this old body, useless body, and accepts the very simple and unlogical. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Vasansi jirnani yatha vihaya navani grihnati naro parani yatha sarirani vihaya jirnani anyani sanjati navani dehi. Vasansi jirnani yatha vihaya. Vasansi means cloth, vastra, vasansi. Jirnani, jirn means jirn. फटा हुआ बेकार जीर्ण शरीर बोलते हैं ना जीर्ण हो गया जीर्ण जीर्ण हो गया जीर्णानी जीर्णानी वासांसी मीन्स यूजलेस क्लॉथ टॉर्न क्लॉथ यथा बिहाय बिहाय मीन्स रिजेक्टिंग जस्ट लाइक नवानी गृहणाती नवान मीन्स न्यू नया गृहणाती ग्रहण करता है देही मीन्स द सोल जस्ट लाइक वी यू नो useless clothes we throw and accept new clothes. Similarly, tatha sarirani vihaya jirnani. Similarly, the old and useless body, sarirani, vihaya, rejects. And navani, anyani sanjati narubrani. New body, the soul enters into the new body. That is the concept of transmigration from one body to another body. That itself is a great subject matter which we are going to discuss after this succession course. The science of reincarnation is a presentation topic itself which we will take up in future. Proving that, today we are proving soul is fact or fantasy, that they will take up topic reincarnation is fact or fantasy. Everything will be explained. Okay? So since today we have forgotten, modern people they have forgotten that this concept that we are not this body, but we are the spirit soul, and they are trying to act in the various ways. They are, what, we are doing so many things without knowing actually who we are. Without knowing the goal, for whom are we doing so much? So therefore our efforts are just like this. You can see here there is an old lady and there is a parrot within the cage. Old lady is, you know, very nicely polishing the cage. But then, while polishing the cage, this lady forgets to feed the soul, that parrot. Now, what is the use of cage if parrot is not happy? Well, parrot cage is meant for to keep parrot happy. If parrot is not happy, then what is the use of cage? So, how can you apply this in your life? Like we have this body. We are taking care of this body very nicely, but we are not feeding the soul. Because we don't know, soul is also there. We have forgotten that we have, the soul is there, we are the soul. And we are simply pampering the body. And soul is, you can all can come little front so that people will come forward. So many people are there. So simply we are pampering this body. Just as the body is trapped in the cave, the soul is trapped in the body, made up of five elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether. Not knowing the real identity as the soul, the people spend all their life in polishing the cage, pampering the body without feeding the soul. Next. Next. So, actually, what, who we are? Here there is a very nice diagram you all can see. You will be surprised to know this information from Bhagavad Gita, that actually within our personality constitutes the three bodies within. We have three bodies, we don't have one body. How many bodies we have?
Three bodies.
Everybody understands? Three bodies. We have three bodies. One is gross body, then subtle body, and then third is spiritual body. So we have gross eyes, subtle eyes, and spiritual eyes. That's why I told you all, close your eyes, and then still you can see something. Through what you are seeing? That is subtle eyes. That subtle eyes, through that what you are seeing, even your eyes were closed. So we have gross body, similarly, very easy to understand, gross body, subtle body, and spiritual body. Just like gross eyes, subtle eye, and spiritual eyes. What is the gross body? Gross body, what I can see, like your body. What is your name?
Gumit.
Romit.
Romit.
Romit. The Romit body I can see, isn't it? But something which I cannot see. How many of you seen your mind or intelligence? People say, I cannot see soul, that's why I don't believe in soul. So I can say, I cannot see your intelligence means you are full, number one. There are so many things we cannot see. I cannot see intelligence. Means that everybody is full. Intelligence is not there because I cannot see. Mind is not there because I cannot see. How many, who has seen mind and intelligence? Anybody has seen? Any scientist? No. Does it mean that it is not there? You say some answer.
It is there, but we can feel it.
Ah, we can feel it. Yes, mind we can feel. Although we cannot see, but we can feel the mind. We can feel the intelligence. I can think, I am thinking something. That we can feel. Although we cannot see, but we can feel. Isn't it? So similarly, so there is gross body, which is consists of this, what we can see. Within that, there is subtle body. And subtle body is constituting three elements, that is mind, intelligence, and false ego. Bhagavad Gita says that there is subtle body made of mind, intelligence, and so when you close your eyes, the eyes through which you are seeing is the eyes of mind, which is very powerful and very fast. Mind even can see which is beyond the wall. You know, I can see what is beyond this wall, even by closing eyes. So like that. That is the power of mind. Mind has very high speed. Subtle, because it is subtle. Anything subtle has very fast. Yes, like light. Light. What is the speed of light? 3 × 10⁸ meters per second. Isn't it? Like that. And then we have a spiritual body, Sat Chit Anand. It is made of three elements, Sat, Chit and Anand. Sat means eternal, Chit means full of knowledge, and Anand means full of bliss. And that is the soul. So these two things, body, the gross body and subtle body, are temporary. And at the time of death, the gross body will be left. At the time of death, the soul, subtle body goes with us in other body. And gross body only we will give up. That is the science of reincarnation. You know this? No? We give only gross body, this body what we can see. But the subtle body, mind also goes with the soul to other body. And that's why, you know, sometimes people can remember their previous lives. Some cases of reincarnation, the people have seen, remembered their previous lives. So many. We are coming to that point. There is a professor, Ian Stevenson. He has studied 5,000 cases of reincarnation. He is a professor from which university? It will come, past life memories. So, because mind is going, that's why he can remember previous life. That's it. Okay? And then the spiritual body is Satchidanand, which actually is our real body. Yes? So you can see this picture, very nice picture. This is gross body, white lines. And then
there is subtle body, this dashed line, and then there is a third body, that is the spiritual body, by the yellow line. You can see, no? Like that. Okay, next. This is the soul. Yes? So Krishna said, as the body soul continuously passes in this body from birth to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes in the body at death. So that's what I explained earlier.
Adhyasmin yatha dehe kamaram yavanam jara tatha dehantara prapti sthirastatamiti.
So similarly, the kamaram yavanam jara, right? The boyhood to youth to old age. Similarly, at the time of death, the soul enters into the another body. Next. Then I'll tell anybody can come out. What is your name? Your name? Nitin, you can stand there. I want to just ask few questions if you don't mind. I stand in front of you. I want to do some demonstration, that's all. For all of you to be very clear and understand. So, Nitin, I'll ask question. The first question, where is your head? Where is your hand? Show to everybody. Where is your leg? Where is your chest? Where is your body? Where are you? Where?
There.
There. You point out. You are pointing out everything.
Point out.
Huh? No, here is your body. Thank you very much. So this is what? We don't know where are we. He says this is my body. When I say this is my mobile, means that I am different from this mobile, isn't it? The moment I say that this is my body, means I am different from this body. Very simple thing to understand. This body belongs to me, it doesn't mean that I am this body. Just like this mobile belongs to me, doesn't mean that I am the mobile. So means that I am different from this body. Very easy to understand. So that's what I would. So soul is changing bodies at the time of death. So the person is same, you can see here, but only the face is changing, external dress, mask is changing, that's all. Person is the same, is the concept. Yes, next. Like suppose a person dies, you know, some relative dies, and the body is lying, but still we say that person has passed away. Why we say passed away? Body is there, the person is in front of us. Who has passed away?
Soul.
Soul has passed away. Very simple. And the soul is the person. Soul is the person. Because we say, even the wife is very loving to the husband, but when the person has died, the soul has gone, the wife cannot stay with husband even one night. Why? Because the person is not there. The body is there. His body is there. Which is of no use if the person is not there in the body. So all of you, just think, this is not a fiction or mythology or imagination. This is a great science. And if we miss this concept in our life, this life, then coming so many lifetimes, we may not get opportunity to understand this again. A very, very important subject matter is this. It's just like, you know, the son Sachin Tendulkar. Or you can see you have Mercedes Benz and you are using it to ply the field, like tractor. No? So similarly, we have got this so precious human life and we are not trying to understand actually what is the purpose of my life. Who we are actually. This knowledge we are not trying to understand. Also it is so factual, isn't it? It's so real. Is it difficult to understand? So clear understanding. Similarly, next. Similarly, this is also another example. we feel, we experience, and we are conscious, we are able to judge, isn't it? But then camera is also recording, isn't it? But it cannot do, feel, it cannot judge who is doing crime and who is not doing crime. It will not cry while seeing sad movies. Have you seen any camera crying or face becomes dull? No. Color TV remains color only, but we become discolored. Isn't it? Another proof for the existence of soul is near-death experiences. In Medical Journal of Current Problems in Pediatrics, this is a journal published in USA, in that, it mentions that 11% to 14% of the average American population who are mentally and physically healthy have had out-of-body experience. The people, they have explained their experience that how they came out of the body, like this person you can see here. He was being, you know, his surgery was being done, and at the end of his eyes, were, everything was closed, but at the end of the surgery, after surgery, he could explain everything, what doctors were doing with him. So how he could see? Through the eyes of subtle body. He could explain each and everything. I am not saying this, medical journal is saying. You may say that Hare Krishna people are making this. No. This is journalism. This is a fact. That research has been conducted on this. The professor Michael Sobel, a cardiologist and professor at Emory University of Medical School, he has done so much research on this, 30 years. So it's not. I can say it may be, you know, it may. Said that but there is such a research has been conducted on this aspect. How it can be wrong? And then another proof is past life memories. There are so many people, 5,000 people cases, that Dr. Ian Stevenson, Carlson Professor of Psychiatry at the University of Virginia, so investigated over 2,000 cases of spontaneous reincarnation, not like that, you know. He had been informed, then he visited. No, it's spontaneous. He reached and he there on the spot, and he interviewed the people, and he went to the places where he or she was telling, and he found the truth. 2,000 cases, not one or two. Yes. So this is the proof. Even after having so much proof, if we still have doubt that soul doesn't exist, this is the foolishness. So therefore, when Bhagavad Gita says that you are not this body, you are this great soul, it's a baseless claim, but it's a science. It's a matter of only understanding. So I hope that you all will be able to understand this very simple thing, that we are not this body, but we are this great soul. Now, if we are a spirit soul, then if we cannot see what is the various features of the soul, then you are a soul. Would you like to know about soul? How soul acts, what is his color, what is his form, where he is in our body? You can say, anybody, where is the soul in our body? His portion of body? Where are you in your body? No, I have asked him. What is your name? Jitu. Jitu, where are you in your body? You can just stand. I want to do some demonstration again. Face the audience. Face the audience. You say, I will kill you. I will kill you. See? No. Point out. I will kill you. And you say, I will kill you. I will kill you. Which is better? This or this? When we say I, where we point out? Yes. I. My. Isn't it? It's very natural. Very easy to understand where you are in your body. And Bhagavad Gita says that, which is the sloka? Ishwara Sarabhutani Hiri Desi Arjuna Nishtha. The soul is situated in the region of heart. Hridi, they say, in the region of heart. So where is situated soul? Situated in our body. So we are actually situated here. But the energy of the soul, the consciousness, conscious energy is floating all over the body. But the soul is here. That's why both in heart, mera dil jo hai wo kho gaya. Because actually they are in the dil. They nahi kho gaya. They have lost. Where are they in the body? Okay? Similarly, soul is individual. Your soul is individual, his soul is different. His soul. Everybody has individual soul. Individual. Soul is eternal. You should be surprised to know. Soul doesn't die. Therefore, we are soul, we also doesn't die. So this is ignorance that we still that we die. Only this body dies. Soul only changes the body. And it is full of knowledge and full of bliss. But at present moment, because we are thinking we are this body, and anything because this body is temporary, we think that we are also temporary, therefore we are morose. The moment we understand that we are the spirit soul and we try to act on the platform of soul, there is no fear. That's why Veda says, Mrityor ma amritakamaya. Overcome death and attain immortality. How is it possible? By understanding this, that we are not this body but we are the soul. And if we are the soul, then we cannot die. There is a fear. But this simply knowledge is not. It doesn't mean that you go tomorrow and jump in the rail and say, I am the soul. Prabhuji told in Hare Krishna temple that you are the soul, and because that I jumped in front of truck, because I am soul, I cannot die. People will come, police will come here and they stop our class. No. It is good to know, but it will take time to realize this. Knowledge is different from realization, and that's what is the process. How to realize this? By chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we can realize gradually that we are not this body but we are this spiritual. Because today our heart is covered, our real identity is covered by the dust of ignorance. And that ignorance will remove when light comes. Let's suppose there is darkness. How to remove darkness? Just switch on the light. Just like there is night. So when sun comes, automatically everything becomes visible. So that light in our life is the light of the God. When God's name is chanted, when God's name enters in our heart, it enlightens us. And with that light of God, we can see the soul. We can see ourselves. And which we are not able to do that today. So therefore, we have to revive our consciousness, revive our identity as a spirit soul. And that is the purpose of human life. Therefore, Vedanta Sutra says, Athato Brahma Jigyasa. Now, Athato, first verse, Athato. Now, you have got human form of life. Try to inquire about yourself. So what do you mean by now? It's a pale kya tha? First Loka it is saying now, means what was before? So he said that before you were animal. So animal, he did not realize that's not a problem. But now you have got human form, you must realize this knowledge. Understand the point? Like that. And that is the purpose of human life. That's how we are special from animals. Otherwise, eating, sleeping and mating and sex and insects, you know, pigeons can do dozen times sex within 1 hour. We cannot defeat them. And pigs can do so many, have so many girlfriends. And we also try to imitate pigs, we get AIDS. But they didn't get it. Because they have been designed like that. Their body has been designed by Krishna like that. To enjoy the sensual pleasure. But our body is not designed. So thank you very much. And we hope that next session also you'll be attending, which is the continuation of this session. That is the substance and soul. Substance and shadow. That is the fifth session, and then the final session will be that if God is one, then why there are so many religions? This is the sixth and last session. So I would just request all of you that please try to come 5 o'clock, and this is a very, very important part of your life. It's not, you know, that you are just spending time. without any feelings. No, the most people, because of the ignorance of the spiritual life, whole life, they are frustrated because they don't know that why they are frustrated. So if we know well in advance what is our disease, we can be prepared. It said prevention is better than cure, isn't it? So how you can prepare, prevent unless you don't know about the problem? So first to know about the problem, and this is the knowledge. And when we know, now have knowledge, then we can prevent also it. And prevention means applying the principles in our day-to-day life, practical application. So this is the theoretical part what we are discussing here. And after that, 6-session course, we'll start the practical sessions, where we'll do mantra meditation, the chanting Hare Krishna mantra, the mantra meditation technique through which we can bring realize all these things, like soul and God, all these things, aspect in our life. It's not a fantasy. If it is a fantasy, so people, since so many centuries, great sages like Shankaracharya, Madhavacharya, such say scholars, where they're fools, and we become intelligent. This last 200 years we have become intelligent, and all these people, such a great scholars, all were fools. No, we cannot ignore this. It's a foolishness to ignore. So, if you all come again to the next Sunday, thank you. If anybody has any question, they can ask. This, what is your name? Vikram? You are coming first time? Okay. Yes, Vikram. I did not say today Krishna. No, you can ask questions pertaining to this topic. That we can discuss personally. Yeah? Yeah. Pertaining to this topic, because everybody doesn't know. If I answer also, other people may not be able. Personally, I'll answer your question. Okay? Related to this topic, otherwise it will be confusing. We'll deviate from the main topic. It's okay? I'll discuss with you personally. Any related to this topic? Yes. So, sir. Yes, very good question. Soul is full of knowledge. Yes. What is the advantage of full of knowledge? If you are full of knowledge, then you will not be confused, isn't it? If you know everything, then you will not be confused. So when we realize that we are spirit soul, then we will not no more be confused. We know everything in totality about this world and nature of this world and what is beyond this world. Because of the limitation of this body, not only full of knowledge, soul is sarvagata. It can go anywhere. So if it can go anywhere, it can know anything, isn't it? But because soul is now the encased in this material body, it has become katana land. आप लोगों ने कहानी सुनी है लैम्प और लायन की कहानी लैम्प और लायन देयर वर लायन यू नो सो लायन सी लायन गेव बर्थ टू ए ही लायन एंड स्मॉल लायन द चिल्ड्रन लायन चाइल्ड लायन वाज समहाउ द सी लायन डाइड आफ्टर गिविंग बर्थ सो द ही लायन वाज केप्ट विद दिस सीप द शेफर्ड One shepherd was there. Shepherd was गड़ेरिया जो होता है ना जो ये जो क्या कहते हैं भेड़ चराते हैं तो उसको क्या किया पकड़ के लाया और भेड़ों के साथ उसको सिंह लायन को भी चराने लगा एवरी डे लायन यूज टू गो एंड ग्रेज ग्रास विद दी वुल्व्स शीप्स सो देन ही वाज आल्सो एक्टिंग लाइक शीप्स व्हेनेवर शीप्स गो टुगेदर ही आल्सो एंटर इन दैट And then when sometimes lion comes, then all sheep run away. And this lion fellow also, because he was thinking that he's sheep, he also runs away. And then that lion saw one day, why this lion is running away? So then one day he told, my dear friend, why you are running away? I'm coming for the sheep, not for you. No. He will kill me. He will eat me. No, you are lion. How is it? No. So So then it goes, "Don't come with me. You are lion, no lion, sit. You are lion, no lion, sit. Come with me." Then he took him and he went to the bank of a lake. And he told, "You see your face in the lake." And when he saw his face, he was surprised. "And my face is the same as a lion. Yes, I am lion, I am no more sheep." So similarly, in the present condition, our position is also like a lamb. We have become lamb. Because we have forgotten the real quality. The real quality of the soul is that it is Satchidananda, full of knowledge. There is no confusion in this world. But because now we have been identifying ourselves just like that lion was identifying like a lamb, we are identifying like this body. We are this body. And therefore, we are limited. But actually, soul is limitless. And if it is limitless, then... So how soul can become limitless again? How soul? Let's suppose one drop of water. We want to make water ocean have the, part of the ocean. What you have to do? Just put water into the ocean. Isn't it? So now it's not remaining drop of water. Now it's the ocean. It has all the, it is the... So similarly, when the soul, individual soul is connected to the God through the process of yoga. Yoga means connecting the soul to the super soul. Isn't it? So that through the yoga, when the soul is connected to the super soul, it acquires all the qualities of the super soul. Super soul, the God, which is unlimited, which is limitless. So the soul also becomes limitless. And that's how, because God is all knowing, all full of knowledge, so we also become full of knowledge. But not in this condition we are full of knowledge. In this condition we are full. Because we don't know much. We don't know hardly what is going on in my body. How many of you know how we eat food and how it is getting digested? No, we don't know what is going on in my body. So therefore, we don't know so many conditions. But in reality, when soul is in connection with the God, that time he is full of knowledge. Okay? Any other question? So we also have to connect ourselves with the God. Yes. What is your name?
Loknath.
You cannot say foolishness, of course. This is foolishness, is a gross word. I said, but it's not like that. It's ignorance, you can say. Ignorance of the soul.
Even if we know all the things that the famous soul are all,
so
it is very easier said than to understand the whole thing.
Yeah, so step by step. But first of all, we have to know, isn't it? First of all, we should know it. And then gradually, when we understand it, we know it, we apply in our life. The point is that we apply it and try to get the benefit of it, isn't it? So spirituality, all this understanding, when you know it, you will act nicely. You will act according to it, isn't it? And when you act according to it, then you get the benefit. Simple. You don't have to become PhD directly. No. Even you do one step in spirituality, if you take one step, you get benefit of one step. It's not like modern education system, that only after, passing through, studying 20, 23 years, only you can get some job. No.
Often get
restricted. You are right that's why we need continuous, association. That's why you have to regularly come and have this association. Because, anything needs association, isn't it? Like if you go home, it's not easy to, study. If you are in the hostel, it becomes easy to do your studies, isn't it? So, of course, atmosphere is very, very important. It helps us, isn't it? Atmosphere, what atmosphere we are in, accordingly we become like that. It is said that we are what company we have. We are what company we have. Very easy to use. So similarly I am also, like I can say that I am, if I live with the the drunkard, so I have become drunkard. It's very easy to understand. If I live with, you know, the sex mongers, I'll also develop their qualities. So it's all up to us. What kind of atmosphere we are, you know, choosing to live with. Of course, you cannot live, you know, 24 hours or every day with us. But at least Sunday or alternate Sunday, if every Sunday is not possible, alternate Sunday you can come, discuss, understand, apply. Then you can find a difference in your life. Because it's simply you came one Sunday and heard 1 hour, and then you went back and whole 7 days you did not thought upon it. And then again, you, not only after 7 days, even after people come after 1 month. And then people, Prabhu, I am not getting any taste. What taste will you get? And just, you know, one drop of water you put on your lips, and you are thinking that my thirst will be quenched. No, that's not possible. So thirst will be quenched by regular more water, isn't it? So regular is very, very good point. But you know, we have to be in constant touch. Constant. It's a little time it may take, but it's a very effective process. And it works very nicely. What is the function of truth? The truth always works. How to identify it is the truth. But truth always works. So if it is a truth, it will work in your life. It has worked in my life, it has worked in so many acharyas' life, previous acharyas, and it will work in our life also. That is the identity of truth. Okay? Is your question answered? Any other question you are asking? In the region of heart, Ishvara Sarvutana Sarvadehina Hridayase Arjuna Tishtati. I demonstrated that also, no? You were there? What is your name? Prabhat. So soul is in the heart, like Vishana, I. So means we are here. And he says, it does never say the I. He says, no, we don't say like that. If somebody says, people think he is crazy. Isn't it? So it's very easy to understand, it's not difficult. Everybody knows this. Only because for modern science it's very difficult to say. Even this common sense, then no I is my microscope to see where I am. It's very common sense. I am here. It's very easy. When I say I can see him. I never say the I. Yes, this is I, but not I. Okay? Any other question?
No. You said that we are generally lack of time. And today's generation wants instant results, instant things. So what are the immediate benefits of practicing, because so much things we are to
immediate benefit is that the boom in lawyer and psychiatrist industry will not go so high. You know, doctors and psychiatrists will not take your money from your pocket. You'll be very, very happy and satisfied immediately. You'll not get frustrated and depressed. People ask, why Hare Krishna people's devotees' faces become so white, so glowing, always they are shining. No, happy smile. Why is it like that? They don't go to the psychiatrist. No? Krishna is our psychiatrist. Krishna is our psychiatrist. Krishna is the greatest psychiatrist. And he has given knowledge in his Bhagavad Gita. And if we live our life according to the principles of Bhagavad Gita, what benefit? There are so many types of benefit. One type, gross benefit. That is on the level of body, which we can experience now. That, like, you know, this depression, anxiety, fear, so many things, you know, because there are people even commit suicide. This hankering for so many things, you know, dissatisfaction, so many things that comes, that will not come. That devotee is never frustrated, never depressed. If anybody who understands the message of Bhagavad Gita, he will never become depressed. That is the benefit.
So we don't need to go to psychiatrist because we are the greatest, we are associated with the greatest psychiatrist, Krishna. Krishna cures our own problems. The second benefit is on the gross level. The gross level benefit is that our lives are very regulated. Our lives are regulated. Our habits are regulated. So because of that we don't get regrets. Why? Because we don't indulge in illicit sex. So many, we don't get, you know, TB because of the smoking cigarette. We don't, because we follow regulative principles, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication, and no meat eating. So therefore we can avoid so many problems, just like that. So just by following the principles of Bhagavad Gita, no intoxication, just by not drinking and smoking and all these, you know, drugs taking, we can avoid so many problems in our life. Just by not having this illicit sex, performing illicit sex, we can come out of so many problems. Like, you know, one is AIDS, another is family breaking. The families are breaking today. What is the reason? This tendency to do illicit sex. You know, in America, again, you may ask why you are so fond of America. I am not fond. People are fond. That's why I have to take that example. In America, 80% youth doesn't know who is their father. Yes. There was a lady, she married 17 times. And the 15th husband was his second husband. And India is also very fast catching, trying to catch America in all fields, all dimensions. So we also are trying to very fast running towards America, you can see. Western, everything is Western, fast. Therefore we are also catching America. We are going to beat America very soon. In mental disease, you know, we all BPOs. I got on newspaper clip in that the list of BPOs, comparison of BPO and normal lifestyle. It's a horrible thing. Because we are trying to catch America. Okay? So therefore gross benefits are also there, isn't it? Subtle benefits and gross benefits. And more than that, there is spiritual benefit. That this, in this world we are suffering from four things. You may solve all these problems. But the, finally there are four problems which are unsolvable. Even modern scientists, they are also not free of those problems. Or doctors, greatest doctors are also not free of those problems. What are those problems? Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha darshanam. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi. Birth, death, old age and disease. Can anybody save himself from death? No. Old age? Anybody wants old age? Who is here who wants old age? Anybody wants? Nobody wants. How many of you would like to get old age? Nobody. But still we are forced to get. So, when we practice, the, have the access to this treasure of knowledge, then we cross over this conditioning of birth, death, old age and disease. And we go to the spiritual world, which is we are going to discuss what is the spiritual world and material world in the coming topics of science and sadhu. What is the spiritual world, where, what is the purpose of our life, in detail we are going to discuss in the coming session. So there we will discuss that by following this process, we can overcome the death. Mrityurma amrityurma. Not by sending satellite. Not by that. Or not by landing on moon. Even the person who landed on moon, he died. Einstein died, Newton died. Now they are only on the history pages. After that day, that also will not be there. Who knows what was there 5,000 years back? Who was king? Today's king has tomorrow's nothing. King and nothing. Today's king, tomorrow is nothing. So therefore we have to understand this benefit we are going to do. Okay?
So this is a very, very beneficial. Spiritual practicing spirituality is always beneficial. And lack of godlessness. This godlessness is because of this godlessness, you can see the entire society is suffering so much. You can see the problems are increasing. Wars are increasing, terrorism is increasing, suicides are increasing, rapes are increasing. Mental problems, mental diseases are increasing, physical diseases are increasing, more hospitals are coming, but more diseases are coming, more patients are also increasing. Isn't it? We are advancing, we are technological advancement, agricultural advancement, but still number of starvation people are also increasing. Starved people are all. What is the use of having so many, you know, they are doing this mutation and what this biotechnology, this technology. So that is not the real solution, real solution. If you bring spirituality, you see the all problems are solved. So Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, the founder of the Therapist Kaun, said that there is not the lack of anything in this world except Krishna consciousness, God consciousness. If people become God conscious, then automatically the society will be free from so many problems. Okay? So today we will end up here. Anybody has further questions, we can discuss personally. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. Thank you all very much for your patient day. And we would also like to thank this Sundar Babu for his exciting presentation. With a big round of applause. Every Sunday, as you know, we have similar presentations. Next Sunday, the topic will be Substance and Shadow, in which we will discuss about this material world and the world beyond this material world, that is the spiritual world. So we welcome you all to the discussion also.